The very first time my parents challenged my Zen life happened in New Mexico, that land of coyotes, sage, dirt roads, wood stoves, absurd things. But because their daughter was there, Ben and Syl Goldberg schlepped out. They are visiting me in my new home in Santa Fe. Already they've let me know I've gotten a bad deal on the house. I paid much too much. Now, in the cool late July afternoon, we're sitting on the porch. Amazingly, we're not eating. We're sitting in a line. I'm in the middle. "Hey, Nat," my father begins, "what is meditation anyway?" "It's hard to explain," I say. Then, because I am still incredibly foolish, I have a brilliant, daring idea. "Do you want to try?" And before they can answer, I run into the house and get a bell. Accoutrements, I think, will make it official. "Okay, when I ring the bell, you just sit and feel your breath go in and out at your nose. If your mind wanders, just bring it back gently to your breath. We'll sit for 10 minutes. "Okay," they both say, suddenly eager. "This will be fun." And they wriggle in their chairs to compose themselves. The bell sounds 3 times, and we settle into this most ordinary thing, people breathing next to each other. My father is on my right, my mother on my left. I cannot believe this is happening. Here we are, all paying attention. The 10 minutes feel spacious, luscious, and forever. The shade is cool. We're all quiet. This must be what heaven is. The time is up. I ring the bell once to mark the end of meditation. "Well, how was it?" I ask. "Did you have a lot of distractions?" My father shrugs his shoulders. "What's the big deal?" "Well, did you discover how much you think? Was it hard to concentrate?" "No, I didn't have a single thought." "None?" I asked, surprised. "Not a one." "Well, did you feel peaceful?" "Not particularly. It was like how it always is when you don't talk. That's why human beings talk. Nothing is happening otherwise." I turned to my mother. "I was aggravated the whole time about your friend. She must think I'm awful." The night before, my mother had blurted out at dinner that she thought the chapters of my novel were terrible, and my friend Francis, who was there, told me later that my mother was jealous. I had confronted my mother that morning, and she apologized profusely. "I don't know what came over me. Your chapters are lovely." "Let's try again," my mother says. "This time I'll do it right." I start to explain there's no right or wrong, but instead just say, "Okay." "This time I want to ring the bell," my father says, grabbing the stick. He ceremoniously hits the bell 3 times. We're sitting for 2.5 minutes when my father suddenly belts out, "Hello, Dolly. Well, hello, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong," while ringing the bell continuously to accompany himself. "Buddy, please," my mother tries to stop him, struggling to reach across me to grab the bell, but my father keeps going. He's having a ball. I'm the only one staring straight ahead at the high adobe wall 100 feet in front of us, still attempting to notice my breath. I decide right then that I don't have to save my parents. They don't count as sentient beings. They're in another category entirely. I imagine the enlightened ones talk under the Bodhi tree. There are 10 kinds of beings, and now Buddha turns his head and addresses me personally. "And Natalie, your father is the 11th kind out of this universe."